25 women entrepreneurs from around the country are in Stamford, Connecticut today for a competition. By day's end, one woman will walk away with $120,000 to take her business to the next level. Allison Freeland reports on the unusual road they took to get there.
They actually traveled that road in Uber cars. It's hard for women to get in front of investors, but last month, female entrepreneurs in five cities were able to call special Uber cars that arrived with an investor inside. They had 15 minutes to make their pitches. I rode along in New Haven to see what it takes to impress an investor.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Nervous.
Oh, don't be.
Don't be.
Perfect.
Yep.
So go for it.
Okay, yes. Great.
In my car, not only is the Uber driver a woman, the investor is as well. Cynthia Seng from Hartford-based Fairview Capital sits in the back seat. Despite road construction and traffic outside, the conversation inside stays focused.
And may I ask you your professional background?
Like sure. I opted out of the workforce in 2009 when I had my daughter.
This first entrepreneur pitches an idea for a web-based company, but her experience isn't in technology. Tseng later explains someone in the company will need a deep tech background.
It was important to me that she knew a little bit about advertising tech and publishing and collecting data. That's how entrepreneurs make money from their sites, is they're able to predict what their consumers are going to do next or what they want.
I asked Seng if she invests in the idea or the person. She says she looks for something in the person that's difficult to quantify.
Entrepreneurs have a certain temperament that most of us don't possess. More than being persistent, I think there's a humbleness that allows them to want to be better. It's definitely down to the person.
Ellen Matloff climbs into the car to pitch a company based on genetic testing. She's run a cancer genetic counseling program at Yale. She's worked on her startup full-time for 2 years now. Tseng asks about the technology, prior funding, and who makes up Matloff's team. Then her mind skips ahead.
We see a lot of companies using big data to solve the genetics problem, if you will, quote unquote. Do you think you'll ever specialize in specific areas like women's health, just to segment it even a little further?
This pitch ends with Matloff having to unbuckle her seatbelt to reach for a business card. Spoiler alert here, Tseng later recommends Matloff as a semi-finalist for the pitch competition. The next passenger is young, but Tseng appreciates she has a well-thought-through social mission with her product. And the next woman holds a portable nebulizer in her lap. Tseng has one question.
So, what's your exit strategy? Your angle?
So we're hoping to partner with
the entrepreneurs get in the car with PowerPoints, prototypes, and one even unveils a purple robot named Ven.
Ven is actually a desktop-sized expressive social robot that can use content that's developed by teachers, reporting back on performance, but also giving sort of expressive, embodied encouragement to the child. Fist bumps, high fives, dances when they do something well.
The final passenger reveals that she's on her second company. Tseng says she likes to see repeat entrepreneurs.
And we also like to see entrepreneurs who didn't make a lot of money the first time, but got it, got the joke, and are going back to fund and start new companies because they're better for it.
After 3 hours of circling New Haven, Tseng is ready for a break. Even so, she's energized by the women she's met.
They have families, they have children, and yet they still have these high-flying degrees and aspirations, and I am actually really happy to gonna report back to my partner who encouraged me to attend this event.
The finalists pitch again today at the Stamford Innovation Center. No Uber cars this time. They'll be in front of a row of judges in a big room. They announce the winner tonight. Allison Freeland, WSHU News.